Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. According to the CDC, there are five types of ticks found in the Carolinas, and they can all carry diseases that affect people. To talk about tick-borne illness and what we can do to protect ourselves and our children from tick bites is Dr. Terry Dixon. He's an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatric infectious disease specialist at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Dixon, how common are tick-borne diseases in South Carolina?
In the case of Rocky Mountain spotted fever, the CDC has shown that we see about 17.5 cases per million people here in South Carolina last year.
And are there other tick-borne illnesses that show up in South Carolina residents?
There are. So Ehrlichia is another tick-borne illness that we see here in South Carolina. The CDC doesn't have any reported cases last year, but we do see occasional cases of that illness in our hospital here in Charleston.
And are those the two main illnesses that seem to occur as far as tick-borne illnesses in our state?
There are. Now, there are two others. There's, of course, Lyme disease, which is extremely uncommon in this state. However, we do see it from time to time, especially in people who have traveled to Lyme endemic areas. The fourth one is actually an illness that looks exactly like Lyme. It's called STARI, and that stands for Southern Tick Associated Rash Illness. And it has the very typical rash, the bullseye rash that you do see with Lyme disease, but it's not Lyme disease. When we test for Lyme in these patients, they're often negative. And this illness goes away on its own without consequences. And most of the time, we don't have to treat with antibiotics.
And what are the symptoms for the most prominent tick-borne illnesses that you see in our state?
So aside from the rash, all of these tick-borne illnesses can have the same symptoms. The symptoms that are present are usually fever, headache, nausea and vomiting, and abdominal pain.
Are the symptoms similar for adults and also children that might come down with one of these tick-borne illnesses?
Yes, they are, although depending on the age of the child, they might not be able to describe the headache to you.
And how serious are these illnesses?
They can be pretty serious. In the case of Rocky Mountain spotted fever, mortality has been estimated to be around 1 to 1.5%. For Ehrlichia, it's around 0.5%, and that is with treatment.
How do these ticks actually transmit these diseases?
The disease is transmitted by the bite itself.
What can we do to protect ourselves and protect our children from getting these tick-borne illnesses?
So really, the best thing you can do is to prevent yourself from getting tick bites to begin with. And that consists of wearing lightly colored clothing when you go out and do things outdoors, always wear long-sleeve shirts, and tuck your pants into your socks to prevent ticks from getting to you. And when you come in from outside, it's a good idea to check yourself and check your child head to toe for ticks. And you have to pay particular attention to the scalp, also taking a shower or a bath after coming in. You should also use insect repellent containing DEET when you're engaging in outdoors activities.
And Dr. Dixon, what if a parent discovers a tick that's actually embedded in their child's scalp, just for example?
You should promptly remove the tick. The way to do that is to grasp the head of the tick as close to the child's skin as possible with tweezers, and with steady force, just pull straight out.
If the tick is removed promptly after coming in from outdoors, are you less likely to get one of the diseases?
For a disease to be transmitted, they estimate that the tick has to be on the host for around 36 to 72 hours.
Dr. Dixon, thanks for providing information about tick-borne illness.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.